Kapiti Coast was one of the hardest hit regions during yesterday's drenching. The area had an estimated 1 month's worth of rain, causing flooding, slips and road closures, and access shut off to at least 25 houses. Locals were told to remain vigilant after Met Service last night issued a heavy rain watch for the region through to 6pm tonight. With us now, Kapiti Coast District Mayor Kay Guru-Nathan. Kia ora, good morning.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Just update us with the situation overnight and what it is now.
Well, the good news is the river levels have reduced overnight, but we know it's likely to rise again. Also, the Greater Wellington Regional Emergency Management Office had de-escalated the emergency level to minor, which is good, but it's dependent on what's going to happen the next few hours, because more rain is forecasted for the whole of today. We are still getting feedback on the conditions of the roads, but we know from yesterday four of our roads have been affected. And more recently, I've just had news that the Tihoro village, which is a small village south of Otaki, has been closed because the local stream has flooded over the road.
Okay.
So it's not looking too bad, but we are keeping our fingers crossed.
Okay, so these 25 houses, at least, the access shut off there. Did the water actually go into the houses? Is there damage there?
No. The 25 houses that were cut off, those houses are on Mangatukutuku Road. It's up on the hill. And the landslide has cut off the road. Part of the lane, one half of the lane has been opened up, so the residents can go in and out. So that's fine. The village, we're talking about Tihoro village, and I think there's a few hundred people live there. And that village has been cut off. The road has been cut off. The houses are okay.
Okay. So this is more about access than anything else for of these circumstances. All right. So I suppose what is your advice to people in Kapiti this morning for the day and, you know, as the cleanup begins?
Yeah. Look, we're advising people to stay safe, dry at home, and not to venture outside to look at the flooding, because we've had cases where people have gone out rubbernecking. This is dangerous. And also, we need to keep the roads clear for the potential emergency vehicles using it. And the other thing, of course, our park reticulation of wastewater parks and the private septic tanks have obviously been struggling to cope with the huge amount of extra water. So I'm just urging people to treat all flood waters as potentially contaminated. Stay away from waterways. Flood waterways, flood waters can undermine the banks of rivers and streams, and they can give you without notice. So that's why don't go out venturing and rubbernecking.
Indeed.
Stay home, stay dry.
Thank you very much. Stay home, stay dry. Kapiti Coast District Mayor Kay Guru-Nathan there.